Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Krukow. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting second. The shortstop, Darryl Thomas. Batting third. The left fielder, Darryl Evans. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gary Thomason. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rob Andrews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Curtis. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John Curtis. And now, play ball. Ivan DeJesu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. DeJesu hits a line drive towards left. Evans chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Evans. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kleins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DeJesu moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DeJesu tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bobby Mercer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mercer hits a pop-up towards short. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Morales hits a line drive towards short. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Trillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ontiveros hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Whitfield. Ontiveros reaches second base with a double. Trillo moves to third. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Swisher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whitfield. Swisher reaches second base with a double. Trillo scores. Ontiveros scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Krukow bunts towards the mound. Curtis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Swisher moves to third. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 3-2. DeJesus is 0-for-1 in the game. DeJesus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swisher scores. Krukow moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Lynn McLaughlin now pitching. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Kleins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kleins takes first base on ball 4. Krukow moves to third. DeJesus moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Krukow scores. DeJesus moves to third. Kleins moves to second. It's 5-0, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Buckner is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. DeJesus scores. Kleins moves to third. Buckner moves to second. It's 6-0, Cubs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ontiveros is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Heaverlow covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McCovey strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Swisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Krukow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 1-1. DeJesus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Dave Heaverlow is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Heaverlow is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kleins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buckner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Cubs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up towards short. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. 1 out. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Thomason batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomason is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomason hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a line drive into right field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ontiveros hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Cubs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Swisher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krukow hits a line drive towards short. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. DeJesus takes first base on ball 4. Swisher moves to second. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing shortstop. Jack Clark pinch hits for Dave Heaverlo. Jack Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krukow fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive towards right. Mercer catches it and throws to first to double up Clark. 2 outs. Daryl Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster now playing shortstop. Terry Cornut now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock juggles the ball. That's an error on Madlock. Dave Rosello pinch runs for Manny Trillo. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ontiveros is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ontiveros strikes out. 1 out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Swisher strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Krukow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krukow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosello moves to second. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rosello now playing shortstop. Mick Kelleher now playing second base. Darrell Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomason hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Thomason moves to second. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kleins. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. Thomason scores. McCovey moves to third. It's 8-2, Cubs. Steve Renko now pitching. Rob Andrews batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kleins hits a line drive into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mercer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Biedner now playing first base. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Madlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Harris pinch hits for Terry Cornut. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Ontiveros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Williams now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morales is 0 for 4 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rosello hits a line drive towards short. LeMaster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ontiveros is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ontiveros takes first base on ball 4. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Swisher is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomason is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thomason hits a pop-up towards first. Biedner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.